The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
As the sun continues to shine, I think it's fair to say that many of us are thinking about the long summer days ahead and perhaps the holidays that we have planned. But what about those who are going on a group holiday? A new BBC drama called 2 Weeks in August has highlighted some of the issues that can arise.
And Jess bought the villa, Seth.
Yeah, somewhere we can barely afford. And it's so typical of Jess to make everyone split the cost and then do the best out of it.
We can always swap in a few days.
Like, no one in the history of the world has ever swapped rooms during a holiday. Come on, once the bag is on the bed, it's like a done deal.
I love this room anyway.
Hey. So our bedroom is basically a corridor off the communal toilet.
So can you go away on a group holiday and live to tell the tale? Well, Leslie Shoemaker is with us, chartered counselling psychologist and lecturer at TU Dublin. And James McInerney, international makeup artist from Laois and star of Netflix Glow Up. James is with us too. James, I'll start with you. Have you done this? Have you been on these group holidays?
Good morning, Claire. Thank you for having me. I definitely have. I would say I travel a lot for my work, and there's times that I'm going to the airport that I often think, would my pals enjoy my company when I'm in work mode? And then when I'm off the work agenda with mates, I've been on various different ones. I think, you know, you just need to know like your friends group. Like, are we going to have a nice, fun, like sunny weekend at Costa Brava, or are we all into paragliding in Interlaken? So, and I've done the two. So I'm very ventured in this regards. And it's where I've had my best mates, is where I've met so many different mates, even across the ponds. So, you know, it's definitely shaped a lot of memories for me.
Does it work, though, in general terms? Or is it something that you have to be really careful about?
I think that you always have to have caution, but in a way that, what do we want to do? That's like the larger question for me, because if we plan a holiday, and I'm just even hearing that segment from the show that's coming out. Yeah, imagine you planned a villa, but if you don't have purpose of, let's say, a social exercise or an event or something experiential, I always find that problem solves how we're going to enjoy ourselves. Like, there needs to be a purpose. And that probably brings in the deeper psychology of what's the purpose of what we get into, what we like as a group of friends, what we even like for ourselves. I think you always have to have some grace and kind of like open expectation that things are not going to go your way or for everyone's way. But if you've got some like peace of mind and clarity, I find that that saves a lot of like, not unnecessary, but, you know, time that could be, let's say, put elsewhere for your enjoyment. Yeah. And that's where, you know, we hear arguments and other things might come up. So it works, but it's always a pinch of salt. I'm the diplomat here. So
yeah,
I would
you are being
kind of
very diplomatic. But I'd say you've got to be careful, because you're going to have potentially someone who is as wild as a hare and out till 5 or 6 o'clock, right? Every night. That's why they're going on holidays. And somebody else in the group who wants to do yoga at 7 a.m. and never the twain shall meet. Like, it's just, it can be really difficult to marry those agendas.
Yeah. And you know what? I think to find a way that it marries it, like it's knowing about like some type of accountability that, okay, if John wants to go out till, you know, the cows come home, I'm doing some vinyasa flow at 7 a.m. with Moira and I'm loving it. But I've been out from John, you know, I got an hour's sleep. It's accountability and knowing where the two might merge. Like, for me, I had an experience where my age kind of tier bracket is the early 30s now, and there's a few in the later 20s. They're just about getting through the gates. And a lot of birthday parties at 30s, I've been on some where we've done a planned like mystery weekend, like let's say classic mansion mystery. And now this could be happening in Cannes or it could be happening in Clonmel. So again, credit crunch or credit card. But the experience doesn't change. Like, the crack that we've had, once you have an event or something that can almost take away from, like, a trip can be like a distraction on the differences that we have as pals and the dynamic friends group, and then finding out more about ourselves of what we actually might have in common that's not, you know, seen on the out front. So I find if you have events that can help like entertain and bring kind of some creative ingenuity into the picture, like, for me, that's my cup of tea. But again, that could bring someone who's like, you know, a little uncomfortable or a little bit socially shy, but might struggle from the FOMO. I find a lot of people are in two different baskets of wanting to go on a trip because they're like, It's liberating. It's free. It's freeing from the shackles of whatever's going on in their work life, home situation. And then you've other people that could be doing it out of anxiousness because they think, oh, if I don't go, I'm going to be missing out, but I'm not really comfortable doing it. So listen, you can sign me up because I like to feel I am a fair mediator, that there's space for both. But at the same time, having like an activation in your week, in your plan, wherever you go. And again, we could be back in Interlaken, it could be Prague, it could be in Kerry. The intention, I think, is the most important thing.
Okay.
So what are your purpose and what are your intentions?
Okay, and the planned events, Leslie, that James talks about there, I mean, there are people who would love that, the idea of a murder mystery weekend. For others, it can bring them out in a rash, the very mention of it. And this is the problem, isn't it? Because people's differences on holidays, I think, are highlighted.
Absolutely. But I think James is, I want to go on holiday with you, James. you know, I think you're a wise soul for somebody in your early 30s. And he's hit on so many of the you know, big points here. And I think intention's a lovely word. You know, what's the intention of this trip? And I think trips can become self-selecting in some regards, because if you throw it out and say, look, this is what we're going to do, the people who want to go are going to sign up. Those who don't want to go are not going to sign up. But I think it's important to say, next time, let's go do, you know, a spa, you know, weekend over in Galway or something like that. But for me, it's also about putting down boundaries. It's about saying, okay, we've signed up. This is what we're going to do. Where do we want to stay? I heard a delightful conversation the other day on the Lewis, a group of young people discussing the saga of booking a villa. One fellow wanted to be on the beach. Nobody else did because they didn't have the money. One person said, if there's an ensuite, it's mine. Another person declared that if there was a wardrobe in the room, they wanted that particular room to hang up their clothes. I ended up giggling. Now, they caught me earwigging and we had a great giggle about it. But you know, those are the concerns that happen. So you need to be open and honest about that type of thing from the get-go. Otherwise, somebody's toes is going to get stepped on. Somebody's going to be really hurt. And for the people who really struggle with saying no, they're going to end up doing a holiday, spending a lot of money and really resenting it because they've gone along with the flow because they don't want to say no.
I have messages coming in from this listener. We went on a holiday with another family and it was a bit of a disaster. They wanted to go on lots of excursions and we wanted to chill, but they more or less pushed us into doing what they wanted. The friendship survived, but we'd never go on holidays with them again. Another one, we have a group holiday booked for 3 weeks' time and I'm so nervous about it. Some of my friends are quite fiery and I'm honestly worried that it could be a disaster. Like, that's no way to be going into your holidays, is it, Leslie? Like, being nervous and anxious and worried about it, that it's all going to blow up.
And I went away a few years ago to Madrid with a friend of mine that I work with. And we're very different, similar in some ways, but quite different in other ways. And what I loved about her, she's like, look, I pack light. I'm going to stay here, you know, somewhere cheap and cheerful. I know you want to go to a hotel. We'll stay somewhere close to each other. So we planned it. And she said, I need my Greta Garbo moments. And I laughed. I said, what is that? My alone time. And it was wonderful. And what was great was we decided each of us would get to pick an activity that the other wouldn't normally do and do it. And Jane introduced me to parks. Madrid has the most beautiful park. I would normally never go to a park because I'm like, a park is a park. Oh, she introduced me to a whole new world. Now when I go away, I always make a point of finding the parks in the cities I'm in. And for me, we went to an antique store and we had the best giggle with the owner, and each of us walked away with items that we were very chuffed with, and Jane kept laughing saying, I never intended on buying anything and here I've gone and spent a couple hundred euros.
You see, that's the way to do it. It's to set out the sort of the ground rules. You know, I need my alone time. I need to stay somewhere where you wouldn't stay and that will be okay. James, I like the sound of that. Do you?
I do. Listen, if you're Greta Garbo, I must be your Audrey Hepburn. I think that we could be in the same Hollywood gem. It's like, holidays are a learning curve. I find that even hearing people's conversations and messages coming in, I'm like, God, we could really all go away on a holiday to simply share collected memories. That is a bonding practice from what has gone right, what has gone wrong. I often think that I have traveled a lot, that I love the different types of, you know, the versatile holidays and trips that I go on now, but it wasn't always plain sailing. Like, I did a Leaving Cert holiday. I did a Eurorail. Like, we're coming up now into Leaving Cert exam time. You're going to hear these stories. Like, 15 years from now, someone will tell them a story from post-Leaving Cert, what happened and what shouldn't have happened. And I think that you can't. Another thing is this feat of perfectionism. And this is actually something that there's two ways of how I see this. The idea of our own psychology, to think that we need to go away on a holiday has to be planned exactly like this, and for what reason? Again, intention comes into play here. And another one is, when you go away with intention, I find social media puts such a pressure on people to have a holiday set out a certain way. Can you imagine now if I just said out loud for the whole nation to think, how would you go away and you don't bring a phone? Like, you have an emergency access, or you put stickers on the cameras, there's a policy to not record, and, you know, see how much you could be immersed in the moment, because you'd be able to have more of a true experience.
I think that sounds now like a great idea, James, to be quite honest, not to have social media invited along as well. So many messages coming in on this. We'll bring them to you as we go through the morning. But for now, James, thank you very much for being with us and for telling us about your experience, and delighted to talk to you about that. Oh, this listener's returned from Alvor in the Algarve, and on their last night, they met a group of friends, 20 of them, who've been going on holidays for over 20 years together, and they don't seem to have any issues. So Leslie and James, thank you so much for speaking to us about that.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.